the World. I'm John Batchel with my colleague Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very happy to go to Dublin, Ireland, and welcome Maurice Cohen, Chairman of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland. Maurice, a very good evening to you. I'm told that you and Malcolm had a very good time in Israel recently, but now we're in Dublin. What is the Jewish community in Dublin and in Ireland? And how is it today focused on the events of the world? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and it's a pleasure being with you. That's a big question about the Jewish community. While we're a small community, it's a big community. It's a big question, I should say. I suppose the first thing is to tell you is it's impossible to know how many Jewish people are actually in Ireland because one doesn't have to declare one's religion in the census. Some people do, some people don't. We're too few to have our own category, so we're under the category of other. At one stage, quite recently, we seemed to be the fastest growing Jewish community in Europe, if not the world, because in 2011, the number of people declaring themselves as Jewish was just under 2,000. And then in 2016, we went up to 2,600, so almost a jump of 33%. And while those numbers are inconclusive, I certainly believe and I know from seeing people that there are a lot more Jews than there used to be. At our peak, probably two peaks in the last 120 years, we probably reached 5,000. And now I would say that we're well over the 3,000. There was a census last year. While we know Ireland's population increased generally, we don't yet have from the government the analysis of the various religions. But I believe we'll be over 3,000. And believe it or not, at the last census before that, there was Jewish people declared themselves Jewish in every single county bar one of the 26 Irish counties. So we'll see if that is corrected when we get the analysis.
Malcolm?
So could you say something about what the first Jews who arrived there, what were the conditions and the situation? And it wasn't the mayor of Dublin Jewish? There were two mayors of Dublin that I recall who visited here.
Well, Malcolm, you're skipping about 1,000 years there. So if I was to go back to the annals, and I do mean the annals of Inish Fallon in 1079, actually recorded that five Jews came from overseas with gifts to Toldebach. Toldebach Ibruin was the king of Munster, and then the annals end with, and they were sent back again overseas. And that phrase is often analyzed. They were sent back overseas. Whether gifts said not good enough, we just don't know. But the next, I suppose, time frame in which Jews became prominent was in 1555. We know that there was a mayor in Youghal, which is a small port just outside Cork, that the mayor of Youghal was actually Jewish. His name was William Moses Anias. And he would have come, he would have been a Marano, or his grandfather we know as a Marano, or a Converso, who had emigrated from Portugal. And many of the first Jews that came to Ireland would have been Marano merchants from Spain and Portugal who arrived in the aftermath of the Inquisition. So we do know that they did have some sort of impact on the people of Ireland at that time. Because even to this day, there's some very small traditions that we would recognize from Judaism being kept in small Catholic communities throughout Ireland. I say throughout, but very, very few. It's difficult to find them now. Such that we know of one small church where the men and women actually used to sit separately, and small things like that. Then around the 16th century, there was probably 300 or 400 Jews living around Dublin, and they would have been again from exiles from the Spanish and Portuguese both the Inquisition and the exile from Spain and Portugal. And it stayed at 300 or 400 really until the main immigration, which happened between 1880 and 1920. And they would have been from Eastern Europe, from Ukraine, Poland, Germany, and in particular Lithuania. Most of the Jewish population would be Litvaks. Our grandparents and great-grandparents would be from Lithuania. And that peaked around 1920 with about 5,000, declined, and then again peaked just bracketing the Second World War.
Maurice, good for all, good for one. How is the economy today in this patchy time of recovery from the pandemic? How is life in London?
Dublin.
Yes.
And well, again, it's the Irish economy is very, very buoyant. In fact, only recently the Irish government discovered they'd something like 5.5 billion extra, and they hadn't got a clue where it came from, which was quite exciting. But life is good here. The economy is good. Of course, that's for those that that are in that situation. Like everywhere else, we do have our problems. One of the largest problems that we have economically is both the health situation. It's difficult to get beds in hospitals. We have a large waiting list for anybody who requires to be in hospital. And the biggest thing, of course, is the housing crisis. It is virtually impossible to either purchase a house or rent a house. They just haven't been built in the numbers that they ought to have been built, either privately or publicly. And that situation was grossly and immensely exacerbated in the last 12 months because we've taken in 80,000 Ukrainian refugees. And so it really has caused major, major problems. Most of the Ukrainian refugees, in fact, all of them have been housed somewhere, whether that is in accommodation that the government has taken and paid for, the smaller hotels, but it is beginning to cause some social problems because Irish people who would be on the waiting list for housing just can't seem to get them for the moment. But by and large, the economy is very, very buoyant. We've a very, very buoyant pharma industry. We've very buoyant IT industry. In fact, we do a lot of business with Israel through both of those industries.
We have about a minute, Malcolm.
So can we tell some of the challenges that your community faces? We just had on Itamar Marcus talking about textbooks that they study. How is Israel and Jews portrayed in textbooks in Ireland?
Jews per se are not really portrayed. We don't have a problem with that. Again, that's a discussion that would take hours. But we do have problems with anti-Israel and anti-Zionism. That's where any current anti-Semitism comes from. And there is textbooks for the 15, 16 year olds, which could have been written out of the Palestinian narrative and Palestinian playbook. And it is disconcerting that people or our kids are only getting one single narrative, which is quite strange compared to the times when I was growing up many, many years ago, when the country was very pro-Israeli, pro-Jew, and could see themselves in the struggle against the British that the Jews were having prior to 48. But that narrative has now been stolen and changed to the occupier, and the narrative now is that Palestinians are trying to get rid of the occupier the way the Irish tried to get rid of the British occupier.
Maurice,
that does cause problems.
Maurice Cohen, Chairman of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland, Malcolm Honlein. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.